The NBA All-Star Game will be played on Sunday night in New Orleans, and that wasn't supposed to be the case. The game was originally scheduled for Charlotte, but the NBA moved it out of North Carolina after that state's controversial transgender bathroom bill. Mike Pesca is here and now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And what about that location change? What do you think that says about the NBA that they did that?
It confirms that the NBA is the most progressive of the leagues, and they are not unwilling. Let's do away with the double negatives. They're willing to wade into social controversies. Their players certainly, but even their management. And just as an interesting aside, a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this was talking about the recent contretemps around some of the members of the New England Patriots saying they're not going to visit the Trump White House. So a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers tweeted, "I'm proud to be the last NBA team to visit the White House," implying that it's not going to happen under the Trump administration. That's the NBA. That's what that league is.
And what about the game itself, the All-Star game? It's always a showcase for the best players in the NBA. Who should we be watching for this year?
Yes, I hate the All-Star game. It's not that I love defense, but it's just, you know, three quarters of up and down the court, wildly flinging the ball. That's fine. I enjoy dunk competitions and three-point shooting. I just think the construction of the rosters, I mean, is so amazing. There are so many great players in the NBA. If you look at the West starting lineup, Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis, the possible, if not probable, MVP, Russell Westbrook, isn't even named a starter. I mean, that starting lineup is such a murderer's row, they might even be able to take the Golden State Warriors to six games. The East starters, though, include LeBron James and Jimmy Butler and the guy they call the Greek Freak on Milwaukee. I'm not going to try to pronounce Gian Antetokounmpo's last name. Two members of the Toronto Raptors, Kyrie Irving and DeMar DeRozan, which is odd that 40% of the starting team would be Toronto Raptors. But this reflects the fact that Raptors fans are passionate and fans get a vote in this.
All right. Well,
and those guys are good. And those guys are good.
As we wait for that, there is one more thing I have to ask you about, which involves the New York Knicks and a former player, Charles Oakley, who was arrested at a recent game because he was heckling the team's owner. What is all this about?
Well, he was okay. I'm not even sure if he was heckling the team owner. There are various accounts, but Charles Oakley, who was a member of a beloved Knick, he was actually an all-star at one point, but he was just the kind of guy who would get rebounds and throw elbows and reflected the Knicks fans' self-perception as tough. And the Knicks are so terrible, and their owner, James Dolan, is so hated. And Oakley, paying his way into the world's most famous arena, was confronted by security. We're not sure why. Maybe just because he sat near James Dolan in a seat he paid for. It would seem that Oakley put his hands on security first. Things got terrible from there. The latest is that Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, got Oakley and Dolan in a room. They got Michael Jordan on the call. He tried to make peace. Dolan says he wants to extend an olive branch. Oakley says he's not ready for that. And this is a much more entertaining sideshow than what the Knicks are putting on the floor.
Okay. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.